And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
No. This is, you guys, this is getting out of control. Like, everything's getting out of control with the ivermectin, whatever it's called. Yeah.
Ivermectin.
Yeah. Schmidl's fighting with everybody on Textnado about it.
Yeah, because they can't read, bro. They keep sending articles that say it's a miracle drug, and then they don't read the whole thing that says it's just a parasite remover. They're literally trying to disprove me sending me articles that prove me right. It's crazy. No, it's so crazy.
You said humans can't take it.
No, I said it's veterinarian medicine. Yeah. I said that. That's what I said.
You said it was for animals.
It is.
You said there's
no animals.
You said there's no
human form. It literally says, look, you guys are about to read this stupid Yukon thing today that Pete brought you. Okay? If you actually go down and you read it, it says ivermectin was first identified in the 1970s as a veterinarian medicine. Whoa, crazy. And then they, with further discovery, they found out that it removes some parasites from humans. It's a veterinarian medicine that has some use in humans sometimes.
Okay, so you changed that.
But you guys are trying to make it out like it's a cancer miracle drug.
I didn't say anything.
He is.
Never said a word about
you
cancer.
You are 100% turning it that way.
I didn't say a word about cancer.
That was how you were trying to turn
I didn't.
It. Yeah, you said it's a miracle drug that does all these other things.
I never said that.
I never said that at all.
That's how it came across.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
It just said that there's a human form and there are states that have it over the counter for humans and that it seems to be a good drug that if you've got some ailments, it may take care of it. That's all I said.
Okay.
That's all I said.
He honestly didn't say cancer.
No, I never said cancer.
That was how I interpreted it.
Well, nobody said it that though.
Okay.
So I wasn't even
you're
thinking,
way out of your bounds on that one.
Well, that's how it sounds.
Oh, well. I was thinking about his heart, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't even think of cancer. I didn't think of that.
I want to fix one thing that I said because I was talking about that stupid study I read about melatonin. Yeah. Unfortunately, I get like Science Today magazine and all these crazy magazines about health, and so I read them and then I'm like, oh, I better buy that. Well, the melatonin I told you guys in grams, in I meant micrograms.
micrograms instead of grams.
I said it said you should take 500 grams of melatonin.
You know,
that's micrograms in two doses. But
it's a good thing you're not a physician.
Oh my god,
you sent somebody home with the wrong prescription,
dude.
Wrong amount.
I'm like, oh, that article said that. It didn't say that. Oh my god. Anyway, all right. So everybody, listen. Again, I'm going to tell y'all, do your own research, but remember, it's the internet, okay? Yeah. And the internet is nuts.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
Now, I do tend to follow, like, research stuff, like, when I read, like, but then I was reading this champagne diet, right? The champagne and white wine.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, you know.
Diet?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean for heart attacks.
For heart attacks. Yeah. It's supposed to be really great for you, right? Better. Let me read you where it's from. It's from Houdan University.
Houdan? Yeah, they're quite legit.
They're accredited?
Houdan. They're located in the Sudan.
Houdan, in the Sudan. Houdan University in England.
Again, I said this a few minutes ago. I said it the last break. Do not do anything that we say here on the air. We are a bunch of idiots, and we have no idea what we're talking about, and we're just having fun, okay?
Right. So
don't take any medical advice from this show. I would take no advice from this show, not even medical.
Well, I think vitamin C is okay.
No financial. Don't take any financial advice. Don't take anything from our show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Remember when we did that?
We're a bunch of dummies.
Remember
we admit it.
Our financial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I tanked you guys.
Although Spadil feels like he's a doctor.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, Fauci's his man.
Yeah, he got all his information. Fauci, Dr. Fauci.
Well, didn't he create a fan? Yeah, what's it called?
Fauci's Friends, I think.
Fauci's Friends.
On Facebook.
Yeah. So that's his man.
Keep arguing with him on Textnado. He loves it. 303-22 Alice. Pour it on.
Yeah, well, he'll fight you back. And so just know that you'll be called names.
It's so funny.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Well, everybody's so, like, everybody's just so right in the world, right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever you believe in, that's what you believe in. We used to be able to have conversations in this country, and now it's just like, I'm right and you're wrong.
Well, and when you realize at some point that just about everything you talk about when it comes to news related, you really have no idea.
Exactly.
You're just spewing what you've read. You can't, if you dug down deep, you don't know what the real truth is on any of this.
We're just all paper telephone.
Yep. That's all we are.
Yeah. So I would recommend seeing your doctor. Although I did watch my husband, who was an orthopedic surgeon, open up a book the night before surgery one night. I was like,
I mean, it kind of makes sense. Like, how do you have all that knowledge in your brain for years and years and years? You've got to go back and look up on stuff.
I know, but I will never forget it, because I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I need to read up on the surgery. I haven't done it in a while. And I'm like,
Everybody's got to brush up.
Yeah, I guess at least he was better. I mean,
I forget what we have for dinner two nights
ago. That's true.
I can't even imagine like a complex surgery.
Dude, all those Latin words and everything, I couldn't even remember any of it. I mean, that's insane. All right, anyway, let's hear. We have audio. We have some great audio. There was a fight on an airplane. I think you have it. And this woman, supposedly it was just a really innocent mistake, but it went really, really bad, especially when she said the words, I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Did she kick him in
no,
the...
No, but she said she was going to kick him in... You'll hear it.
Oh.
You can hear her say, I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
I thought I read that she did.
No, they threw her to the ground.
Okay.
They threw her to the ground. She was trying to get into the cockpit, and her version is she just wanted to ask the pilots why they were delayed. So she went to open the door, and they threw her down to the ground. They weren't in the air or anything. They were just sitting there on the tarmac, and her thought in her head was, and she's an older woman, like, I'm going to go and just ask them, why are we delayed? And then they threw her to the ground, and then some guy with no shoes on stood up and started telling her she's an idiot and she just screwed up the whole situation. Now we're even going to be delayed longer. And why he doesn't have shoes and socks on, I don't know.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
We've had audio all morning of a woman saying she's going to kick somebody in the...
Yes!
And we haven't played it yet?
It's an amazing piece of audio.
What a mistake.
All right, here it is. Did you hear the part where she said we're kicking the nuts?
Clear as day. When it's in another language, do we have to bleep it?
No.
Not really, because isn't this like Portuguese or something?
Yeah, but she did say the F word in Portuguese.
She did?
Yeah, that's why. And you can kind of make out that word.
I think you can get by with that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's a little...
Let's not try it.
Yeah, you can kind of, you know, it's like like in French, you say... In French, you say it, and it sounds like that. Especially the twa part.
I don't think the FCC cares what language it's in. Right.
Yeah, I got to look into this. Can we play Portuguese F words?
I want to know. To play the kicking in the nuts. I enjoyed that because I felt like I really heard nuts come through.
Well, somewhere in there. I don't know.
Listen carefully.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was an amazing piece of audio. What else do I want to tell you? The Bill Belichick, I don't know if anybody wants to hear it anymore, to be honest. I feel like I said it every single story. But we're thinking that Bill Belichick got engaged to Jordan Hudson. She's wearing a gigantic diamond on that finger, right? And we're thinking that maybe...
She basically said, Bill, we're engaged.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that Bill is at a point right now that he needs to have a serious conversation with her. And they need to figure this out because he's coming off looking really bad now.
Especially if TMZ goes after you and calls you kind of like... TMZ said yesterday that she demanded to be on all UNC emails. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What is
she... You're about to start the football season over at North Carolina. And, I mean, we're rolling into the summer. They'll be into their practices soon. You got to put a stop to this.
I'm watching Schmidl fight with everybody on Texnado.
Yeah.
Schmidl, I just want to remind you something. I just read that study from the Fudan or whatever university. And it said you have to stay in a positive mood.
Well, it's hard to stay in a positive mood when I have Powerball Pete pointing and laughing at me, showing me some stupid article that he didn't even read the headline. He just read the headline and then just like, look, I'm right. Hey, and he's pointing and laughing at me.
Hey, count to 10.
Remember what my therapist said?
Three, four,
I had to take
five.
court ordered
anger management.
Anger management classes.
It didn't help.
What? Why are you so upset though?
Oh God,
I don't get it.
Because Pete, it was literally pointing at me and laughing at me.
You were upset before Pete.
Well, I think Pete put him over the edge.
It did. Yeah.
Now remember, in that article, it says part of the thing with good health is you have to keep a positive attitude.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So this Pete is not worth you dying over.
Yeah, because he talks like this. I mean, how can you take a guy that talks like this seriously? Exactly.
That's part of what made it so much worse.
All right. By the way, have you guys, like, not you guys are married and stuff, but I dated this guy that literally, not you, Schmidl, as far as what just happened there, but about everything, he was so negative about life, and you just thought, man, you laugh at least and have fun.
I try to.
Yeah. You have fun. But you know those people that are just negative about everything?
Yeah, and they're anxious about every single aspect of life.
How do they live? Like, how can you live without laughing?
I think they die early. I don't think they live, Jamie.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe that's right.
Probably.
All right, anyway, there you go.
You ever notice
trash.
When you run into old people, the ones that are the oldest are fairly happy people?
Yeah.
They're right? not miserable no, people. The miserable people die off. Yeah. That's why I'm a goner any day now.
Don't say that. You laugh. All right. Come on. I mean, you do. You laugh.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, I do. No, I do.
Oh my God. Okay. You're not miserable.
Yeah. Say more.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie.
What?
What are you listening to?
You didn't tell me we're going on the air.
Well, what are you listening to? I hear this.
I'm so excited. Oh, sorry. Hi. Hi. The A380 is coming to town. This is a big deal, you guys. It's a huge deal. The A380 is the largest commercial aircraft. It's called the A380.
Why is it coming here?
Exactly. I didn't know we had the runway to, but I guess one time we had an emergency diversion with Air France. They landed their A380 here. But not a lot of airports can handle the A380. It's the one I took to Dubai. It's that big, huge. The one that has the bar upstairs and the showers and all
that
stuff.
I've never seen one.
An A3. Well, this is Lufthansa, and we're flying direct to Munich. Denver is going direct to Munich on
today.
Yep.
So it's going to land today.
Yep.
Pick it up, people.
Yep.
To fly straight to Germany.
Yep.
The A380.
Yep.
World's largest.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Isn't that cool?
What time? I want to go see it.
It's in the air right now.
I think it'd be worth seeing.
This airplane is spectacular.
And you rode in it to Dubai.
I did.
This model.
Yeah, it's two stories.
No kidding.
Yeah, it is.
Was it elegant?
Oh, well.
Luxury?
I flew first class. So.
Well, I'm just saying. So was it?
It was. But even their business class, I didn't go downstairs to see economy, but even their business class was amazing.
No kidding.
On Emirates, they have a full bar upstairs, like a rounded bar.
You've mentioned bar three times.
Well, it's kind of cool to be on an airplane and
tells
you go
me
sit on
you
a
were
bar.
There a lot.
Seriously. You sit on, well, you
it just can, tells me that you hung out at the bar.
You can have whatever you want. Like they bring you, I mean, food. If you've ever watched the documentary, it's on, I think, Netflix, and it's called the A380, Emirates A380. The amount of food they have to put on these things, because it carries like 509 people.
Wow.
In the air for hours.
And people are taking showers.
Yeah. So
bellied up to the bar.
I think DIA is actually going to live stream the landing, because they have a post that says, tomorrow's the day the world's largest passenger aircraft makes its mile-high debut with Denver's first scheduled landing. Tune in at 1:45 p.m. to watch the landing.
And today. That was yesterday today. They sent that?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is
so
today.
That's today at 1:45. Yeah. Right. You can actually watch the stream of it.
It's and then in the it turns air right
around.
Now.
Then it turns around and goes back, goes to Munich, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's an Airbus. And so, I mean,
that's pretty cool.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, big boy airport.
Well, I meant that what's really cool about it is now you can go straight to Munich. You can go straight to Rome. I saw that.
Yeah.
I think that starts tomorrow, May 1st. Is that tomorrow? Yeah. And then the Cayman Islands now, you can go there.
Also, Southwest has direct to Hawaii, I think.
That's cool.
Right? So that's really affordable. Yeah. And then hopefully they get a Dubai. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
I love Dubai.
Yeah, I know you do.
It's my favorite place.
I don't think I could go there, though.
Why?
I don't think I could afford it.
Yes, you can.
It's pretty expensive out here. Everything's in gold. I look at the internet.
Listen,
everything's in gold.
It's called
those people are rich.
It's called a credit card.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. And if you go in the summer, it's like 110 degrees. Everything's really cheap.
No kidding. Yeah. I might have to book us. Take the 7-year-old there.
Yeah.
Over the summer. 110 degrees. Yeah, I can handle 110. I went to Vegas in June.
Right? That's
fine. I can do that. No problem. By the way, just a little bit earlier, we said don't take any advice from our show. I want to change it a bit. I want to change that a bit. I got some advice for you. Go get yourself a Colorado lotto ticket tonight.
Oh, nice.
That thing is $12 million. It's a state lot. I've never seen it over six, ever. It's $12 million tonight.
Yeah.
$12 million.
Yeah, and somebody inside the state of Colorado more than likely will win this thing.
So what do we get after taxes? Buzzkill, Jamie.
Probably. If you take the cash out, I'm guessing $4 million.
Doesn't cash? That seem wrong?
It is wrong. It is, but I'm willing to play.
No, I know.
I'm willing to go along with it.
You like tell everybody you made $12 million, right? Yep. You're freaking out. Yep. And then they're like, here's your check for four. Yep. And you're like, what the hell happened?
But if you took the increments, you could get $500,000 a year for 20 years.
I'd be fine with that.
You know what I saw on the internet?
That might be the route to go.
I saw on the internet that you used that cash pocket or whatever.
It's Jack Pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I read on the internet they don't pay out.
Yeah, I saw you read that. I don't care.
It's legit.
I don't care.
Just saying, weren't there two cases that they haven't paid out yet?
I know of one. One was down in Houston. I don't know the second one.
Did you see that Caesar's Palace also hasn't paid out two different sports bets?
Yeah, they say that guy's fake.
He's fake.
The guy walking through the casino.
No,
yelling.
Not that one. This is These are different ones. It was $800,000. Just two different payments that they haven't
really
given out because they said he did it from a state that doesn't allow it.
Yeah, I think Jack Pocket's legit. I do. And I think they pay. I think they have a little controversy going on with that one down in Houston. But other than that, I think they've been paying out.
Because, you know what? I mean, if I it's legit, I would do it because it seems so easy.
It's really easy.
You don't like to hook anything up to your bank account,
I
though.
I don't.
Oh, on
you
your phone,
that.
And that's what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's what you're doing. So you don't want to do that.
Well, good luck.
All right. Colorado Lotto. Tonight's drawing $12.3 million. Get your tickets. BJ. Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm hungry. What do they call it? Hangry.
You're hangry.
I'm hangry. That's what causes me to act like that sometimes. Somebody wrote they're going to win the lottery. I'm not going to win it. They're going to win it.
Yeah.
And when they do, they're going to send me a fruit on the stick arrangement.
Oh.
I wrote back. I'll tell you where to put that stick.
And I was like, BJ,
hey,
that's in writing now.
Pal.
I know where you can put that stick. That's what you wrote back on Textnado.
Right in your...
Like, what
I'm
are you doing?
You, it's a bad PR move on my part.
No.
I'm so sorry.
And it's in
I'm
writing.
So
you yes, never be
I know.
The governor.
I know. I know. I know. All right. We got to get out of here. First of all, the Avs play tonight. Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
Let's mention it.
Tomorrow night.
Forget about it, dude. Right.
No,
never mind that.
We're going out to the airport right now to see the A380.
Oh, that's right. The A380
is
coming to town.
140 or something.
Yeah, I knew something big was happening. I just couldn't figure it out.
It wasn't the Avs.
I guess that's big tomorrow night.
Are the what's the Rockies? Are they playing?
They never play. They just show up.
Yeah.
They haven't played all season. Are you kidding?
You can't say what they do is playing anything.
They
wow,
don't play.
It's a tough crowd in here today.
Neil's a big Rockies fan.
They play the Braves tonight. Will they show up
they
to see
play.
The
they,
Braves?
Yeah. They, don't play. They dress up.
Right.
They dress up.
Wow.
It's like Halloween down there.
Yeah, they're still 4-25. It's actually a historically bad start.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
At least we're winning something.
Uh-huh.
I said that
breaking
to Jamie
records.
This morning. I said, this might be the worst start I've ever seen.
It's the second worst start in MLB history. It's the worst start in National League history.
Wow. Yeah. You guys, that's great.
We own something.
Yeah. That is awesome.
I hope we keep losing.
Yeah.
I mean, let's build that record that nobody can beat it.
Right. I mean, what didn't the Cleveland Browns have that reputation for a while? Yeah. Like, we're
like them. Yeah. Them and the New Orleans Aints. Remember they called them the Aints for a while?
Yeah.
They put the bags over their heads. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. All right, we got to go. This is nonsense.
Okay,
all right. of this.
Exactly.
You guys have a great day today. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.